Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, I am here in Pakistan. The recent riots in the UK, I have been following the developments from Pakistan. And here's a message for our Muslim brothers and sisters. I've heard these rioters come out with some slogans like, we want our country back, save our children. Let it be known that we are a fabric of this society and this country. Over a million Indians fought in the Second World War. When the UK was decimated, it was our parents, as much as anybody else's parents, who built this country, who the Muslim community and the non-Muslim migrant community, who developed and built the UK. The UK would not be what it is today without the sacrifice of those individuals and their children who have been in this country for 80 years. So this country is as much as us as anybody else. And we should not allow anybody to claim this narrative. So remain firm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَا تَحِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا أَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not weaken, do not grieve. You are the highest, O believers. As long as you live and as long as you leave this dunya in the state of Iman and Islam. And the other question I want to ask, you know these slogans, we want our country back. Now there may be elements which are legitimate. There may be strains on the health service because of migration. But who are these people who are saying we want our country back? It's the usual suspects. It's those individuals who are the thugs, the hooligans, who go abroad and give our country a bad name. The bare-bellied, uneducated, inarticulate. You don't have a GCSE to your name. You can't speak the language. You're a sponge. We've seen the vast majority of these rioters. They're sponges. They sponge off the benefit system. And then you want to blame the world that you don't have a job. You couldn't hold a job even if you were glued to it with a super glue. You wouldn't manage to hold that job. So don't blame other individuals. You look at the protest for Palestine. 9 months, at times half a million people have protested. The media have declared them hate marches. The right-wing politicians have depicted them as hate marches. Not one shop has been burnt in 9 months. Week in, week out, protest. But then came our patriots, our saviors. It took you hours to destroy infrastructure, which is worth hundreds and millions of pounds. Why should we give our country back to thugs who burn down police stations, who attack policemen, who attack libraries, who attack citizen advice bureaus, who attack mosques, who set alight hotels with women and children? You claim you want to save your children and you hold the doors of a hotel which holds women and children, and then you want your country back? No, the claim is this, that we want our country back. And brothers and sisters, remember this. This is our victory. Wallahi. Yes, this has been taking place, demonization of Muslims, since 2001. But the real catalyst for this is your victory. The Zionist and the pro-Israel lobby have tried everything to shut down our support for Gaza. They've failed. The politicians that they sponsor, the government, Zionist governments in the UK that they sponsor, they've all failed in stopping us. So the last thing left was to sponsor these individuals through the likes of Tommy Robinson. But this is our victory, and this is why we can never, ever stop supporting this Ummah. Do not allow this victory to turn into defeat. Allow the authorities to do their work. Cooperate with the police. Do not behave thuggish towards them. Where the police are unable to defend our places of worship or ourselves, then it is our right. Remaining within the legal framework, you defend yourself, your families, your homes, your places of worship. but only remain in defense. No offense. Because this is exactly what the British media wants you to do. So they can depict you as the thugs. And let me tell you, with my own experience, there will be individuals from amongst us who will be the agitators. I remember when we went to Gaza, we drove all the way from the UK, the first Viva Palestina convoy to Gaza. And there were individuals who were bent on breaking the convoy. And we realized that these individuals had a sinister agenda, and amongst them there will be those who will have a sinister agenda. So understand, do not allow these individuals to destroy that which we have created. I really saw a video the other day. It's in my home city, Birmingham, in Yardley, where there was an altercation between two individuals. One was seemed like pro-Palestine person, and he knocks the individual out. And then what happens when the guy's on the floor? We have these herd of wolves. You know, they lay into this individual. Mashallah, bro, really proud of you. Really manly, man. Now, these are the kind of individuals that we need. The guys on the floor. I mean, I want to ask you a question, really serious question. Who do you represent? That kind of thuggish behavior. Do you represent the boys of Tommy Robinson? Or do you represent the Ummah of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who do you represent? And on top of that, you have a Palestinian flag. Who are you behaving like? The people of Palestine or the IDF members? So do not use the veneer of religion to justify your ill actions. You know, we have these EDL members, these thugs, who you use the veneer of nationality to give them respect. But the worst individuals are those who use the veneer of religion, of Islam, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they behave thuggish to the leaders and the imams of our community for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show leadership. When you organize an event to defend the community, then you be the leaders. Don't leave a vacuum that some youngster can manipulate the situation, give the Muslims a bad name. And then when you show leadership and you organize these events, make sure you're firm. Any individual who's there, who are hiding their faces, tell them either unveil yourself or go home. We are not going to allow you to give us, a Muslims, a bad name. Why are you hiding your face in the first place? Are you going to commit a crime? Are you hiding your face from your mum because she doesn't know you're at the protest? What need is it for a Muslim who's there for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hide your face? If you want to be a hero, be hero on the back of somebody else, not on the back of this community. Because tomorrow when some Muslim woman who is attacked somewhere else, where there is not a large Muslim community, our hero ain't gonna be there. So make your niyyah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are doing it solely and only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody else. And I request those people who are in charge of organizing, you show seniority. And finally, that we take this opportunity to introspect with our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is this trial and tribulation making us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we introspect, have we been good individuals for the community of the UK? Could we do more? And we have been speaking about this for years, and there are a lot more that we can do. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked by Aisha radiallahu anha, O Messenger of Allah, what was the most difficult time in your life? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it was Taif, when the people rejected me, when they set the urchins upon me. On that occasion, the most difficult occasion in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? When the angel Jibreel alayhi salam came down, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, if you wish, I will command the angel who controls the mountains, and it will bring the mountain down on the people of five and crushed them. The Prophet ﷺ declined the offer and he said, Allahumma inni ashku ilayka dha'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani ala nas ya arhamar rahim. Ya Allah. He said, oh Allah, I complain to you, not about anybody else. Allahumma inni ashku ilayka dha'fa quwwati. Oh Allah, I complain to you about my own lack of strength and my lack of ingenuity and my weakness and my insignificance in the eyes of other people. This was the greatest of da'is. But in his most difficult moment in his life, he had an introspection. Why? Because he's teaching you and I, wallahi, wallahi, the khayr will come out of this if we bring Allah on our side. Khayr will come out, wallahi. But if we don't, and we blame everybody else, and there's no introspection, then Allah knows what will happen. Barakallahu feekum. Look after yourselves, brothers and sisters, and I will be back soon, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.